is Tennessee Talks with United States Congressman Tim Burchett.
Hello, everybody. I'm Congressman Tim Burchett, and thank y'all for joining me for another episode of Tennessee Talks. I got my buddy Clay here with me. I'm going to talk to him a little bit about his life, what he's been doing, and how he's got to where he is. He is a real success story. I met Clay, I guess, and his Nana, what, 4 years ago, maybe?
Senior year, so that was 4 years ago, yes.
4 years ago, yeah. And he and his Nana go, I was speaking down at the Baptist Church, Concord Baptist.
Yes.
Jason Zachary had invited me down there, and we were doing a little talk thing afterwards. And your Nana walked up to me, and we hit it off, and you and I became buddies, and invited me over to school and had lunch with you, and had Chick-fil-A, I remember.
Yeah,
and then
Chick-fil-A.
I went back and I went to your graduation. So you get graduate from Bearden High School, my alma mater. So I thought that was pretty cool. And you got out of high school. And where are you in school now, Clay?
So I go to Pellissippi State.
Pellissippi State, great. And what are you taking over there?
I am a business administration major.
Okay.
I originally majored in mathematics. I didn't love it. I realized that I really didn't want to teach. So I was like, okay,
right.
I'm going to take a year off and see what I like. So I worked full time at Walmart. It's like right down the road from where I live.
Yeah.
So.
And what do you do there?
So I work in the houseware department.
All right. I'll make sure not to tell my wife that. We don't need any more housewares.
Oh, gosh. Like, yeah.
So you like in your job?
I like it most days. There are days that, like, people really get to you, especially in retail.
Yeah.
It's just...
I find that sometimes people are very unkind.
Yeah, and especially when you're a little bit different.
Sure.
People are like sharks at that point.
They're jerks.
Yeah.
You know what? But dadgum, you're putting yourself through college. You take care of your Nana. They got nothing on you, brother. Nothing on you.
Exactly. Like,
and you got a beautiful girlfriend.
Oh yeah, she's the loveliest.
And you took her to your senior prom, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
And you're still dating her? Wow,
yeah.
That's cool.
We started dating at the like height of COVID, but like we have known each other since the second grade. We were in the same class, so that's weird how it came full circle.
Yeah, part of God's plan. It's
yeah.
All right.
So I was raised by both my grandparents,
right.
My Nana and Papaw.
And your Papaw's in heaven, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He lost his battle to cancer 11 years ago.
Wow.
Which he was my best friend, and we did everything together. He's where I get a lot of my morality from, that like if you want something, you go work until you get it.
Right on.
And I get a lot of my like knowledge of the Bible from him.
Right.
I have his Bible as my Bible now.
Oh, that's cool.
So
that's very.
I've got all of his notes, like in the thing is from like the 1980s, so it's seen better days, but yeah. It's still, yeah.
Well, I'm a 64 model, and I've seen better days myself, yeah. So I can appreciate that. And you and Nana still go Baptist Church?
Yes. Just during the winter, it's hard on her to get out there. What are you doing here?
Hey, buddy.
What are you doing?
What's this dog's name?
Theo.
That's right.
Good old Theo.
Theo's my buddy. I'm sorry, Theo. I never remember your name. All right. Well, anyway, it's okay, Theo. So tell me a little bit about what's going on as far as you're in college. What do you want to do when you get out?
Well, I thought I wanted to do corporate finance.
Right.
But God keeps leading me to public service.
Right.
Even when that's
not... You think
not,
you want to run for office?
Yes, sir.
Do you? Okay.
Yes.
You're not running against me, are
oh,
you?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not yet.
So you got Theo, so said he's walked off the scene. Yeah.
But...
give me one.
The best kind of politicians are the ones that are called. In the book The Republic by Plato, whoa, just one of my favorites, he writes that the consequences of not being involved in politics is that you are then governed by your inferiors.
Right. Okay.
And those that do not seek power are fit to hold power.
Right.
Like I don't really care about status or money. It's like money's an object, but serving those in your community, that is the reward. And the Bible says that if you seek your rewards on earth,
yeah,
you will not get them.
No.
In heaven.
That's right. I agree with that. I've read that many times. I've been told that many times. So,
yeah. Hey, Theo. What are you doing, big guy?
Theo.
Oh.
Come here, Theo.
Doing,
come on, Theo. Theo's going to steal the show if we're not careful.
Oh,
he's a pretty good old boy, though. I love
yeah.
him. He's one of our office dogs.
Oh, I love that.
Bailey in our office, she looks after a lot of things for us, and Theo's one of them. Theo, so get down there.
You are so cute, buddy.
Get there, over there, Theo.
There you go, bud.
Go on. Anyway, so a little more, Clay. You see yourself in office one day. Do you think you'll get into business or something? I know your girlfriend, she's an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. She makes
jewelry?
Yes.
Is she in school or not?
She is going to go back. She originally majored in biology.
Right.
Because that's what she loves, is like anything that
yeah.
that is alive.
That's cool.
Which is weird, because I will kill a spider on sight, and then she's like, "No, don't kill it." I'm like, "It's a spider."
Yeah.
But she's very earthy and like,
right.
And is big on the beauty of God's earth.
That's very cool.
And I'm a little bit more analytical.
Yeah, you make a good pair. Now, does Nana like her? That's the question.
Nana does. They've met many times.
Did she call her Nana?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. That's a good
Anybody that like knows Nana
as I do,
good calls her Nana.
And you go to Pellissippi,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you going to... You're going to finish that program out, and then are you going to try to transfer to UT?
I'm thinking UT, that or ATSU.
ATSU. Okay, great.
I'm not sure where like this will all lead, but I know that if I just stay on the path, that'll end up where I need to be.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Let's see. I'll be.
You gonna be through UT
then.
By then?
Lord, I hope so. I don't want to take 6 years like you did, man.
Hey, man. Well, you're taking shots at me.
Yeah, media does enough of that now.
Yeah, agreed.
I get asked pretty often by those that know me if I want to end up in the White House. No. It takes a certain kind of person to be a good president. Even though anybody can be a president, I don't have that kind of gift. And I don't want to have to put up with them with the multitude of stuff that they do.
Well, what office do you want to run for, Clay?
The highest that I can see myself getting to is Secretary of State, but I think,
of course, that's appointed though. You don't run for Secretary of State,
but I can make enough connections and show whoever the president is that I can bring people together. And it's like, I can see myself as a senator, but I don't think that a Bill Hagerty or a
Marsha
Blackburn are leaving in any time soon.
Right.
And they're always like, I wouldn't run against somebody because that seems kind of power hungry.
Yeah.
Unless they were absolutely just not doing the right thing, and
what local position would you be interested in?
Well, I think that your county mayor is a good start.
All right. Well,
just
I did
work
that.
At my
That's
own.
The best job I ever had.
Really?
Oh, it was the greatest job ever, man. It was awesome. You had
because it starts. And the county level, like the federal government is gonna do whatever, but like we can take care of ourselves here. Like the storm rocked the boat. But, and Jesus led Peter into rough waters, but he did not let him drown.
That's true.
And, like, we won't drown as long as we keep moving.
Okay.
I would describe myself as a Republican, but I'm more of a... Thomas Massie type that like I'm a little more
libertarian
right.
Yeah, sure, libertarian, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell Thomas that if he ever comes through town, I'll make sure y'all meet.
I love Thomas Massie.
He's a good friend.
Dude.
We go eat about once a month or so, and have lunch. No agenda, and we just talk about what's going on in the world. He has an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
You know, he's a he's a genius.
He went to MIT, right?
MIT, yeah. He has several patents. His latest is really cool. It's a chicken coop that is solar powered, and it's got a little motor in it, and it runs, and you can guide it with your cell phone, literally. And he calls the componentry, he calls it the Klux capacitor, like the flux capacitor. And so he has incredible mind, and I'm glad he's my friend. I enjoy the heck out of hanging out with him.
I really want to meet Donald Trump at some point,
okay. But
he's extremely busy nowadays. I doubt that, like, he'd have time for me.
Well, maybe if he gets through this area, we could help arrange that, or you get up to Washington sometime if he's back in the White House, which I hope he is. Anyway, we're going to run out of time. Clay, thank you, brother. Thank you, sir, for being my friend.
Yes, sir.
Tell Nana I love her. I still have yet to meet this girlfriend. I don't know if she exists or not. You show me pictures.
She'll be
AI.
AI.
I don't know. But anyway, it's really been a pleasure having you on. I'm glad you're my friend. And
yes, sir.
I'm glad that you're at Pellissippi. And if I ever come into Walmart and somebody's mistreating you, you might have to bail me out. You might have to bail me out.
I'm a college student, man. Like, I don't have that kind of money.
We'll take care of it. That really hurts me. But anyway, I appreciate you. You're a strong guy, and you've overcome a lot, and I'm looking forward to seeing what God has in store for you.
Sir.
And thank you for looking after Nana.
Yes,
above
sir.
All, that shows great respect, and you deserve our respect.
She took good care of me when my mama just bailed on me.
I understand.
Why would I not
take
care of her?
I know it, but it shows a lot about you. And we got to close that. That's a good note to close on. So, everybody, I'm Congressman Tim Burchett, and thank you all for joining us for another episode of Tennessee Talks. And as always, thank you all for sending me here. Clay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Tennessee Talks. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Keep up with Congressman Burchett by following Rep. Tim Burchett on Twitter and Instagram, and Congressman Tim Burchett on Facebook and YouTube.